I don't normally do these in the morning, but I'm starting to think that maybe I should, because my thought process is always the clearest in the morning. Believe it or not, it's actually the clearest as I'm just waking up in the shower. Sorry, ladies, I'm not going to be doing this in the shower. but yeah, I think that, you know, as we go throughout the day, especially me as I go throughout the day, I end up having so much else competing with what's going on in my mind, and I end up reading so much that a lot of times my thoughts get convoluted, and so it's kind of nice to have that clear lucidity in the morning. So, I don't know, maybe I'll start doing these in the morning. One of the things that has been on my mind for the last couple of days is the topic of video games. I'm 26 years old, I'm married, I've been married for a few years. The majority of my friends and my siblings fall within to this same demographic where we're younger-ish guys. We're really the first generation that grew up with video games, and I would say that 9 out of 10 of my friends have wives that hate video games for myriad reasons. For the majority of men, the women in our lives just hate video games. And I can see a lot of it. There are definitely a lot of social stigmas that come with the gamer identity. Mostly it's a bunch of nerds. It's guys that can't get a girl. It's guys that, you know, play World of Warcraft and end up getting fat and losing their jobs and everything else. And I can understand how there are definitely men out there who will play games at the expense of having good relationships with the people in their lives, at the expense of being clean, at the expense of having a job or anything else. And that's not really what I'm talking about, because I do think that that kind of excessive behavior is wrong, is unjustifiable, and is definitely unmanly. But one of the things that I get frustrated with when my wife will get on my case about playing a game, for me it's Halo, and it's what my friends and my brothers play, is that to her, and I think to most girls our age, that's considered to be a childish thing because they didn't grow up with their dads doing it. Here's the thing about video games. The majority of media is not catered towards men anymore. I know that they say that it is. I know that we still live in this idea that it's a man's world and that the girls are poorly represented and blah, blah, blah. But just pay attention next time you're watching TV and see who the majority of the commercials are geared towards, who the majority of shows are geared towards. Because even on shows that I've had other people use as examples, things like Law and Order, and I don't know, even things, shows like Parenthood, where the men are not portrayed as bumbling idiots as compared to shows like Modern Family or The Office or The Simpsons or anything else. Those shows aren't really necessarily appealing to men because they still are centered around the group dynamic that largely and primarily caters to women. There are no lone wolves, there are no individuals in shows like that that have to stand up for their principles against all the social and job dogmas and everything that comes with it. They still are, it's a family of sorts, and it's still about working together and sexual tension and cohesion and everything else. And there are very, very few shows that are really catered towards men. FX did a series called Justified that I really enjoyed with Timothy Olyphant, and that's a good example. Or there was the Spartacus Blood and Sand series, or, you know, a few others. But for the most part, TV, media, movies, and everything else are really catered towards women. And video games is one of the only sphere that really isn't. The thing that I love about getting online and playing Halo with my friends and with my brothers or with my old roommates is not that I'm escaping into a better world or that I love violence or anything like that, but it's the healthy competition that comes from it. It's the ability to be a lone wolf and try and fight against insurmountable odds and all these other things that are attached with these genres. Sports used to encapsulate that, and believe it or not, sports used to be something that was considered childish by both men and women, and it was only a way to prepare men to go to war. So, girls, lay off your husbands for the one activity that they get to be men in.